Digital products are a thing now. It's one of the best ways to make money, but there's some key things you need to know if you're going to actually be profitable with making money online using digital products. What's up, people? I'm Chris. Welcome to my channel, and here we turn ambition into achievement. Now, before we get started on this, I want to say I've been a digital entrepreneur since 2015. I've worked over 30 different jobs out in the world that I just did not like. So once I realized I can make money from my computer, I just been all in. So now I'm at the point where I have my own software, I have a community, I've made money on every social platform. Like, I just have always been deep into this. Since like 2015, I have been really deep into this thing. So one of my goals now is to take my experience and the skills and things I've learned building my business over the years and actually give it away to other people using this platform here. I want to also say this to be clear and upfront. I have made my money and I still make my money in the podcast space. Right. I sold digital products, consulting services, built my agency there. My software is a podcast software tool. So I'm really deep in the podcast space more than anything, obviously. So I'm not one of these people that's like, I'm building my business on like, this is my business. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's one of the biggest problems in this space. And that's actually my first thing I want to tell you is if you're going to build a digital product business, it needs to be tied into a bigger thing, right? What I mean by that is if the digital product is tied to a book or a course or a community that you're selling people on, that can't be the outcome. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have enough coaches coaching coaches, right? I think if you want to really be successful, you have to do the thing you're trying to teach people to do first, right? And it can't just be, oh, I'm going to teach you how to build a coaching business or something like that, because there's enough of that. And honestly, people are tired of it. I also don't think you can be successful doing that if you haven't been successful anywhere else. Like, if you have not made money doing anything else, that's a red flag to most customers now. Even to me, as somebody that's in this space, when I run into those people when they want to be a guest on my podcast, we meet at an event, I immediately, like, my scammer senses start tingling when I hear somebody say that they are a coach that coaches coaches, but they've never built any other business. That's just a red flag to me. Like, if you're a coach and you coach people on opening laundromats because you've opened a ton of laundromats and washhouses, that's great. I love that idea. That's a good concept. Like, I even saw this one guy who's like, he coaches people on passing some like big nursing exam or whatever. I love that. That's amazing. I love that concept of, because that's a good coach, right? You want to pass this big exam and you just nervous about it. You don't know how to study for it. You're unprepared. You meet this guy and he actually helps you prepare and all of that stuff. I think that's amazing. I love that concept. But you can't have your business be building businesses at this point. You know what I'm saying? Unless you've already built other businesses, you've been successful. If you've done that, that'll work. So the first thing you need is success in some area. Whichever area you want to make digital products for, you need to be successful there first. Some kind of success or progress so that you immediately garner respect and credibility. If you don't have success or you've never accomplished anything in this particular field, it's really, really hard to get people to respect you there. That's just the truth. Okay, so the second thing you need is an actual offer. If you're gonna have a digital product, and when I say this, I'm talking about a real offer, something that's gonna make you some money. If you're just gonna make templates for Canva and sell those for $5, then, you know, go do your thing. But if you're trying to build a real business where you're making thousands of dollars, you know, $10,000, $20,000 a month, you need to be solving a real problem. And that's kind of the overall thing here is I want you to understand that we're trying to solve bigger problems. The template you make to sell to some business owner that's going to, you know, make something on Canva or something. If you go on Etsy right now, you'll see hundreds, thousands of templates that people can buy and go and make their own thing, whether that's for YouTube thumbnails or coaching workbooks or Instagram posts. It's a million templates available online. That's why they're so cheap. They're so affordable because it's a commodity. Anybody can make it. Anybody can buy it. Anybody can use it. There's nothing really different about that. I'm saying you need to create an offer because that means you're solving a problem that's a big problem, a main problem for a specific group of people in your own way. Think about this. The best trainers out there, the best coaches, they make a lot of money doing what they do because they have a way to get people to lose this weight in a certain amount of time in a certain way, right? That's what makes you more valuable. If you just do what everybody else is doing, you're selling what everybody else is selling, you're not going to make no money. You just won't. because then it comes down to who has the most reviews. And at that point, you're fighting on who's the cheapest. Like when I'm on Etsy, I never go on Etsy thinking I want to go in here and spend $200-$300 on some templates for whatever. I'm not trying to do that. Not on Etsy. It's just not worth it for me. Like, to be honest, it's not. But when I go on there, I go from low to high. When I'm on other websites, like if I'm on Nike, I'm okay with paying more for the shoes or whatever because I know it's higher quality for me. So you don't want to be the person in the market that's at the cheapest to lowest level. And you get forced to be that way if you're not solving a bigger problem. If you're a commodity, you're just doing what everybody else does, focus on the same problems. Because again, think about this. If you go on Etsy right now, you search for fitness planner, you'll find millions of options. It's ridiculous. Out of all of those options, they all look the same. They use some of the same fonts, the same colors. They give you the same thing. Nothing about it is different. So why would somebody want to pay more? Whereas if you said, okay, I'm going to make a specific fitness planner for this entrepreneur that is a CEO or a high-level executive, right? I'm going to help them plan their fitness lifestyle around their life, right? So they can still work out and eat healthy and get the right amount of sleep. Right now, that right there, planner for that person, that's way more valuable. Number one, because that's more a valuable customer. They have more money. Number two, because you're solving a bigger problem for them. Right? You're not just saying, hey, here's a workout planner. Like you're giving them a sleep scheduler or a workout plan, a meal plan, all in this one planner. Now that's a good digital product. In this space, I see a lot of content about raise your prices and charge more, but focus on the value first and you won't have to worry about the pricing. It'll just all work itself out. I can guarantee it. By the way, if you're enjoying this episode so far, make sure you go and download, get immediate access completely free to the Digital Product Profit Secrets. So my full workshop breaking down how you can make your digital products more profitable, make more money a lot faster. Get it for free down below. The next thing you need for a good digital product is feedback, right? After I make my outlines for anything, I love to go to my prospects and talk to them. At this point, I'm usually talking to older customers, so that's kind of an advantage of being in the game for years, but that's what you want, right? Eventually, you want to have that set core of customers who you can always go to like, hey, this is a new thing I'm making. What do you think? Right. For me, I've sort of been making this transition to stop only being about podcasting and going into all the other entrepreneurship things that I do. Right. Like, yes, I'm considered a podcaster, but I have an agency. I have a software platform. I make money with digital products. Right. Like I haven't just been making money from the content that I put out. It's so much more. So now I'm just constantly showing people, hey, look, What do you think about this? What do you think about this workshop? Check out this outline. That's my favorite thing to do, is to show people an outline of what it is I want to make and the solution that, you know, people get, right? Then I show them some of the features and benefits, the big outcome of each step, kind of the milestones. And then we talk a little bit about pricing. I love doing this because when they get the overall view, they can tell me whether it's good or bad. Now, the key with this is to talk to people that are your actual prospects. If you don't think they will ever buy from you, if they don't fit that bill, you shouldn't talk to them, right? So for me, when I'm working on stuff for this new brand, Mogul Momentum Hub, I'm not trying to sell that to my Pod Central customers, so I'm not going to show them the same thing, right? Sometimes they might fit a little bit, but I'm going to totally new customers because I don't even want the lines to be blurred, you know? Like, I don't want them to tell me it's great because they see my other podcast stuff is great. I want them to tell me it's great because it's just great, right? So I think that's the separator right there. You don't want to get the lines too blurred. I think it's smart, though, to get feedback from 20 to 30 customers before you make anything, because these people are going to tell you if it's good or not. They'll tell you what you possibly could change, maybe even pricing changes, and they could potentially be your first customers. So getting that feedback is honestly one of the best things you can do. I would say you shouldn't make anything until you get feedback, until people tell you whether they love it or not. Like if you have people that are like, oh man, when you get done with that, let me know. That means you got something good. If people are like, that's cool, that's all right, they probably don't like it. That means you need to make some tweaks. And honestly, you probably need to just add a few more solutions in there or speed it up a bit. That's really it. The fourth thing you need is to set up your own store. I talk about this in Digital Product Profit Secrets, which you can get down below for free. I don't think anybody should be selling in a marketplace. Like, I know there are a ton out there now where you can go and add your courses and workshops or whatever, and you can sell there. And I think in a sense, it's a good idea if you're trying to get started and be seen. But in reality, I think you're better off building your own brand, because I've bought from these marketplaces so many times. Like, I can't tell you how many times I bought something from a marketplace. And usually I never go back, right? Meaning I never go back to that specific business. I'll go back to the marketplace to buy, but that brand I bought from, it's hard to even find them because there's so many brands out there. When I'm buying Instagram templates and like setting stuff up for my clients, it's hard to find a company I bought this other template pack from like 2 years ago. And I'm honestly not even looking for them. It doesn't even cross my mind. Whereas if you had an entire brand built around this, like if I go to your Instagram and see the new set you just put together and what you came out with, it's like, oh, okay, I need to check this one out. Like, that's way better. And now I can buy from you, from your website, instead of buying from some marketplace. I'm probably on my own on this, but I don't think marketplaces are all that great for online business owners. Like, for the marketplace, it's great because they make money on both sides. But for you, it's not all that good because you rarely build brand and you don't really have that connection with the customer. You may get an email or something, but even that, I've seen marketplaces, we don't even give you that unless you pay extra for that. It's kind of crazy. Like, it's just so many downsides to it, right? Well, again, when I go on Etsy, it's so much competition in every single lane. If I search for rings or hats, if I search for microphone covers or a phone charger, anything, it's a ridiculous competition on there. It's absurd. So I don't know why anybody would want to sell on a marketplace. I would prefer people to come to my website, right? And I even have the same theory when it comes to books. I think if you're trying to build a real brand when you're selling your book, putting it on Amazon is fine. But when I'm selling, I will sell through my website because I don't want people to give Amazon their data. I want to get the data. I want all the visitors coming to my website so I can retarget them with my own ads, not with Amazon's ads, right? So I'm always thinking long term, like, how is this move going to impact my business in a year, 3 years, 5 years? Not just about getting that sale. Because yeah, if I put on Amazon, will I get more sales? Yes, but they're going to take a large piece of it and all the customer data. I just know somebody bought the book. Like, I'm not really a fan of that. I know I sound crazy, but I would prefer to sell less of my product, but have control of my customer base. Because let me just give you the bigger picture on this. For me, I'm thinking about like, how many customers do I need to reach that point, right? Like with Pod Central, I have a whole plan set up. All I need is 500 podcasters to be a part of my brand and pay the $50 a month. I make $25,000 a month now. That's simple. I don't need to have a million people. 500 people is enough. That's it. And I personally know 500 podcasters, right? So my goal is never to sell to billions of people. Like, I don't want to do that. So I don't really care to be dominating Amazon and be a bestseller. Like, in the beginning, I did, honestly, because it was like a vanity metric thing. But once I realized that I don't need that because I don't really care about that kind of publicity or attention. What I really want is to transform people's lives and make the money. Like, that's it. I don't want the fame. I don't want to be bestseller. I just want to sell this book bundle 500 times. And then I make a $250,000. I'm happy. Like, that's what I want. So I think it comes down to priorities too. So if you're going to scale your business, I think having your own store is a good idea, especially if you're going to have multiple digital products available. You got to sell on autopilot. I just think it's better to have your own website up than to be all over a marketplace and shilling that forever. Now, the last thing you need, I know this is crazy. This is the last thing I'm talking about, but I feel like everything before this needed to be said before. But this one is a big deal too. Lead generation. You need to get leads to see your stuff. This was one of my biggest issues for a long time because I didn't want to put money into ads and I was really good at getting referrals. So I focused on referrals for so long that I wasn't generating a lot of leads unless referrals were bringing them in. But I can tell you that you get a lot better results when you're doing all of them at the same time, right? I think having an organic strategy is good. Having a paid strategy is good. And then also have a referral system, right? So I'll start with referrals because that's been the easiest for me. I use my podcast. When I have people on the show, they're usually a client or somebody that knows a client or something like that. And it just works perfectly. I either bring them on for business or they bring somebody else to me. It's just nonstop. That's how I've gotten clients for years. It's one of the easiest processes I've ever used. Like, I interview people. If they're fit, perfect, they can become a client. If not, they usually buy something, right? Something. Or they always send me people that wanted something in podcasting. It's just nonstop, right? It's just a perfect flow for me. And I feel blessed to have that kind of system set up. I'm thankful for that. But I do reward them. You know, obviously that 20% is a big deal to people. So that's my referral system. Now, the paid strategy, I think, is a big deal, too. I don't think paid needs to be as difficult as we make it out to be. There are a lot of different ways at this point you can do paid lead generation. You can buy the list and stuff. I don't do that. But I know that's an option out there. I think paid is really a good option if you're going to focus on a whole retargeting strategy on Instagram or Facebook. Like if you put out a lot of organic content on Instagram, you run ads and boost some of your content that's doing well, make it do better, more your ideal customers see it. Then you retarget those people that interacted with that content. Very simple. It's a simple method. I started off at $1 or $2 a day. I kid you not. $1 to $2 a day will get you in front of thousands of people consistently. Like after a week, I had like 10,000 impressions, which is amazing. A bunch of video views. Now I could just retarget those same people that watched my content before. Tell them to listen to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, all of the stuff, right? Everything. So that's another lead strategy. Again, that's like 500 a month, to be honest. Like you can start off with that and you can make something happen. Then for organic, I think having a mixture of educational content, storytelling, you know, sales content, just a balance of content that's public and free for people to consume is a great way to get them to become interested in what it is that you do, right? Like this piece of content right here you're watching right now is the organic strategy. Now, when you go and download the Digital Product Profit Secrets down below, now you're moving into more of my nurturing process, right? So when you have these digital products, to make selling easier, you want to have one of these three set up, either a referral system, a paid acquisition strategy, or organic strategy. The easiest one at the beginning, honestly, is organic content. That's going to be the easiest. But as soon as you can spare it, put that money into the paid strategy so you can start getting more leads faster. Because then discovery of products and what works and what doesn't is going to move faster. You know, if people don't like something, you're going to know a lot faster. Everything moves faster the more money you put behind it. So don't be scared of putting money into ads. Like I'm telling you, it's going to make business move a lot smoother. So there you have it. Those are five things you have to have if you're going to build a profitable digital product business online. Now, again, make sure you go and download the Digital Product Profit Secrets down below. It's completely free. And if you got any other questions, put them in the comments below. Make sure you like, subscribe, all of that good stuff. I'll see you next time.